WHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The state of Utah plans to seek the death penalty for the murder of political activist Charlie Kirk. That from Governor Spencer Cox, as pictures and video of the suspect were released this past evening. More on that from CBS's Jennifer Kuiper.
The FBI has released new photos of the person of interest in Charlie Kirk's killing.
We want to make sure that they get as much attention as possible so that we can get help from the public in tracking down this evil human being.
Utah Governor Spencer Cox adds,
this is not just a local matter here in Utah. We have people all over the country that are helping to bring this perpetrator to justice for Charlie Kirk and his family.
Vice President J.D. Vance had Kirk's body flown home to Arizona aboard Air Force Two. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Correspondent Carter Evans visited Utah Valley University the day after the assassination.
It was eerie going back onto campus. You could see inside classrooms where kids had used desks and chairs to barricade the doors, and it looks like they all left in a rush. You could see backpacks strewn on the floor. Looks like some students were eating their lunch. It's still open on their desks.
The former bodyguard for New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell is scheduled to appear in federal court Friday. CBS's Katie Weiss reports Jeffrey Vapi faces corruption charges, including conspiracy to commit wire fraud and conspiracy to obstruct justice.
According to the indictment against him, Vapi took several steps to conceal his relationship with the mayor and misuse taxpayer money for that affair, including that he allegedly lied to a grand jury about what took place.
Mayor Cantrell has pleaded not guilty in federal court to criminal charges. In Chicago, the Hispanic community is wrestling with how to celebrate Mexican Independence Day this weekend. This as the Department of Homeland Security launched an operation cracking down on undocumented immigrants in the city. WBBM Radio's Andy Dane reports.
This year, the stakes are higher. Our community is under attack.
City of Chicago leaders say they are keeping a close eye on a number of events planned throughout the city for this weekend. That includes several Mexican Independence Day festivals, parades, and as the city has seen in recent years, potential for car caravans. Some organizers have opted to cancel their events, citing an expected increase in ICE presence. Others are promising historic turnouts.
They are trying to dim our light. They're trying to dim our culture.
Andy Dane for CBS News, Chicago.
Brazil's Supreme Court panel has convicted former President Bolsonaro to more than 27 years in prison. He was convicted of attempting a coup to remain in office despite losing his re-election bid in the 2022 election. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Packers football tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. It's the Packers and the Washington Commanders tonight here at Lambeau Field. Quarterback Jaden Daniels named the NFL Rookie of the Year last season. The Packers' Micah Parsons asked what it was like playing against Daniels.
Oh, man, it's hard. He's just one of them guys that, like, contain the whole time. You can power him. He can go through the A and B gaps, get outside of you. It's hard, you know what I mean? And just let him know, you know, it's just got to go out there and play hard.
Baseball, the Brewers losing 6-3 to the Rangers. It's the first time since opening weekend the Brewers lost a three-game sweep this season, and only the third time since Pat Murphy took over as the club's manager.
It stinks. We haven't had too many of these. I know in the last 2 years, this is the third time we've been swept, right? Yankees, Phillies, and Yankees on the road, Phillies on the road, Rangers on the road.
That's the Brewers' Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly to mostly cloudy in the overnight, some patchy fog forming, light winds and morning lows in the lower 50s. On Friday, fog in the morning will give way to a partly sunny sky, southeast winds, highs in the upper 70s, close to 80 degrees. Right now, it's 55.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Political editor Dan Schaefer will be in to recombobulate, and we'll review the Packers Thursday night football game. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful. It's the least that you can do.
What you desire. Don't play with matches. Don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
From Milwaukee to Marshfield, where passion meets purpose and policy meets people. This is the Maggie Dawn Show.
They're not there to serve you and me and the family farmer. They're there beholden to billionaires and their corporate overlords.
Get ready to challenge the status quo with a fresh perspective on the issues that matter to you.
You see our nation fraying and fracturing.
This is not normal. This is not the country that I grew up in.
Breaking down the complex world of policy and politics with clarity, conviction, and just the right amount of fun.
Correct. We know better. We know better.
Clip that.
Lawyer, economist, and fearless advocate for the truth. Here is Maggie Dawn.
Welcome, everybody, and happy Monday afternoon. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to
So we learned all about that, but that came with a surprise bill
of
about...
Bet you never knew what that was.
I'm learning so much about concrete and railings and permitting and DNS and DPW and how they work together.
The acronym
or don't.
Salad. Yep.
Yeah, it's really, it's a special thing. So with that, we had this kind of abrupt fundraiser so that we could make it all make sense. And had a boatload of folks that were really supportive, and it's been very cool. The mosaic is now up on the facade of the ramp. The curb bump out is gorgeous. Never seen a better curb in my whole life.
No, that is the best. This is the best curb ever. Wait. I'm drifting into politics. Sorry. And the mosaic, Kelsey, it's beautiful. I haven't been here in a hot minute, and I was like, ooh, this looks so pretty down here. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
On accomplishing that. I think the idea of universal access and making sure everybody gets to come in the front door together.
And show up as their whole selves. And so that's really important. And the front stairs say another world is possible, which is this old abolitionist phrase. And I think it really embodies what we're trying to put forward is a future that includes us all.
Yeah, another world is possible from the one that we're in. We got to keep reminding ourselves that every day. Seems some days are a little harder than others.
Absolutely.
Before we run out of time, tell me, why the drums?
By the drums. My cool cousin played the drums, and I really looked up to them, and so that was the impetus, and so far it's been okay, because there's always a need for a drummer in this.
A good drummer. There is always a need for a good drummer. I have found that it either comes down to, like, a cool cousin, friend, or sibling, or a mom that makes you go to music lessons.
There you have it.
Kelsey Kaufman, owner of the Cactus Club. If you haven't been here, please come down and check out this gem, this rock of the Bayview and Milwaukee communities, where everyone is welcome just as you are. Thank you, Kelsey.
Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're going to want to stick around. We talk about music as therapy, as uplift, when we come back with a special professor on this special edition of the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clements, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.